In item 63, this is from Rabash.
We need to get a little deeper into the work in faith above reason. So let us try and understand that our work is taking place on both sides. We receive the good force and the bad force from the same source, the Creator. So let us relate equally both to the good and the bad force that come from him. And through these two forces, he wishes to arrange us in the midline, by which we can come directly to him. With one force, we know from our world, we can reach anything. There have to be two discernments, light and darkness, plus and minus. Thing and its opposite, as we say. Hence, those who wish to advance correctly towards the goal, the good and bad force have to be equal. When he receives them from the Creator, he relates equally to both. The important thing for him is to be adhered to the source of these two forces. And that's how we'll advance then, reveal him, understand him, feel him, and unite with him. Hence, we see it in many verses. You have day and you have night, and the darkness will shine as light, and so forth. Ultimately, we have to reach a state where all the time our attitude towards bad and good will be equal. As two equals, not that one is bad and one is good, rather both are used to bring us to the Creator, to adhesion. Hence, both are equal. And the bad is even more so, because we'll see it. That's how we're built from the outset in our tiny, egoistic will to receive. So the evil, the bad, helps us aim ourselves correctly towards the Creator. Therefore, let us enter these verses and see how helpful they are in shaping our view on creation in a healthy way, serious way, that everything that comes to us comes from that source. And all that comes was created so that we would reach directly and as quickly as possible to the purpose of adhesion.
Again, selected excerpts on the topic of the work in faith above reason, item 63. Rabash writes, when one believes in the delight and pleasure that exists in above reason, he comes to consciously feel, to know the evil within him. That is, he believes that the Creator imparts such delight and pleasure, and although he sees all the good above reason, he achieves recognition. That is, he feels in all the organs the power of the evil that is found in receiving for oneself, which prevents him from receiving the abundance. It follows that faith above reason causes him to feel his enemy within reason, who obstructs him from reaching the good. This is his standard. That is, to the extent that he believes in the delight and pleasure above reason, to that extent he can come to feel the recognition of evil. Later, sensing the bad yields the sensation of delight and pleasure. Since the recognition of evil in the sensation of the organs causes him to correct the bad. This is done primarily through prayer, when he asks the Creator to give him everything in bestowal, called Dvikut. Through these kelim, the goal will be revealed in open providence, meaning that there will be no need for the concealment because there will already be kelim that are able to receive.
Here we can see a small opening to reach the feeling of the true reality. If we disconnect from the current reality and wish to imagine everything is coming from one source, from the good who does good, and I wish to adhere to him. And when I try to do it, constantly be in the good force that works in reality, and from that degree, that level, that observation point, I begin to locate, detect the bad force that doesn't let me see, look at the world and see the influence of the good force in it. And then, and only then, do I begin to identify the bad. When the bad is not that something bad appears in the world and I see it, rather a purposeful bad. The bad is that which doesn't let me feel that the Creator is running the world in good who does good. And in this way I advance and I wish to arrange my view in this way. Then more and more I am connected to the good Creator, and the evil force that appears I see as help against, that helps me reveal the Creator even more as the good force, and that's how I advance. Meaning I advance in the right, always on the right. By taking my point of advancement as being that I'm connected to the Creator as good who does good, none besides Him, and that's how I wish to see everything in the world and all the things that I see in all reality, both in me and around me. I see them as not good, as incorrect, as not suitable for the providence of good who does good. It's all because the Creator is purposely doing these things to me. So, in spite of what I see, I'll say they have eyes, but they cannot see, and I will try in those states, in those places, those instances, to bring specifically the force of the Creator to be revealed on top of all the negative, evil forces that He Himself revealed to me, so I can forcefully bring Him to...
Okay. How do we keep the ego from making none else besides Him a klipa? If we feel like we have hurt others.
That's why, okay, he's asking correctly. I started by saying that, first of all, we organize and arrange all of reality as being all the Creator. And He is good who does good, and there's nothing besides Him, and He's showing us the picture of the end of correction, except for the bad things that we see. And these bad things we need to detect before us and say that this is my ego. This is my ego depicting these things to me. And in those instances, where the Creator arranged my ego, these black spots in reality, I have to bring Him forcefully to rule over it, to ask of Him. And that's how we gradually reveal the corrections. But I begin from the starting assumption that the world is all good, and then I look at the world and I see that it's 99% bad. So I have to bring to all those states the rule, the authority of the Creator. This is our work. But start from I'm grasping Him, I'm holding on to Him, and I want to see all the good that He is controlling all of reality, and wherever those patches appear that where He's not in authority there, these egoistic patches, I'm asking for corrections there. It's still not faith above reason, but it's along the way.
Thank you, Raf.
Read the full line.
Because the recognition of evil in the organs causes him to correct the evil, and it's mostly through prayer that he will ask the Creator to give everything in bestowal.
And when we feel that not everything is inside, there's nothing besides Him. Rather, we detect these states where it's not the Creator who is in control, but the ego is, and I feel it. Since I can't justify creation, I can't agree with creation, it turns out that I'm then asking the Creator to show me that there's nothing besides Him, that I want Him to control this picture that I have of reality.
P.T. 32.
P.T. 32.
How to reach a state where it's really felt in all the organs, because in the mind or even in the feeling it's there, but it's not painful to the point that there is prayer.
Exercises only. That's what I started to explain. In what way can we have these exercises in order to determine that we are in faith above reason, in none else besides Him?
What does it mean to give, submit to the revealing evil and good pleasure?
I subjugate my ego, which is not letting me see that everything is run by one force. There are no two forces. There's not even my own force. Whether everything is the Creator, to the extent I can imagine reality or depict reality in this way, then I'll see that it is only the Creator, only one force, and I'm included in it, together with the friends that are helping me, the group, everything that's going on. That's what we're talking about. That's what I need to reach, to determine that there's nothing besides Him, and He's the good, who does good, meaning all the negative things that appear are so that I will clarify them and discover that they are bringing me closer to the Creator. Otherwise, they are not awakened. There's no bad in the world, no evil, only in this way to show us where we need to advance towards the Creator.
дорогой Раф, а как вот так сделать, чтобы Творец действительно управлял картиной?
Dear Rav, what to do so that the Creator will truly rule the picture?
We are starting from that each and every day. So when we come to the lesson, we have to aim ourselves. So when we wake up from sleep, let's say, then I rise, I need to establish myself, arrange myself correctly in reality. I'm in a world where a single force is operating. What does it want from me? How does it influence me? How is it confusing me in order to arrange me more correctly with each passing day in a more real reality? And I feel he's doing these exercises with me, just like we're making these exercises with little kids to help them grow correctly. And I feel that's what the Creator is doing to me. On the one hand, it's relating to me in love. On the other hand, he awakens in me various feelings, negative instances, so I would arrange myself correctly. First of all, in that it's all coming from the Creator, from the good who does good, and in order to aim me at the correct purpose of life, to bring me to the good who does good, and also how I can realize it, implement it by seeing how all reality is made, so I will use it correctly, and in it, I discovered this upper force. Gradually, this is the force of scrutiny that I have to exercise, and each day I'm starting anew, and what I've done yesterday is not helping me with today. On the contrary, if I succeeded yesterday, today I raise myself to a higher degree. Where there are more powerful or harsher forces that I have to work with and unify them, both the good and the bad.
So is there a certain moment where there will be a masach above everything? Because today, turns out that you just kind of plug some holes here and there.
From the work that we're going to do in this way, we're going to feel more and more means at our disposal to arrange these things correctly, but it's all going to be from experience. From your experience, it's not like something's going to fall, drop on you from above, but by going through those states, you'll feel how to correctly arrange your attitude towards reality, where you describe, depict reality as existing between you and the Creator until you ascribe all of reality to Him alone, and then all this reality will
disappear. Can you explain?
There are
that?
No two forces?
Well, if I heard correctly, you said there's none else besides Him only, and there are no two forces.
No. The fact that you are ascribing these two forces, right and left, light and darkness, to one force, to one source.
To one source. So
yes.
It sounds as though
There's no good or bad, but both are working to bring you to the goal.
Is this a matter of attainment, or we have to just embrace this line of thought?
Attainment is not exactly as we feel it right now. Attainment comes to emotional vessels that we arrange correctly as a result of our adhesion in the Creator. That's adhesion. Attainment comes from that.
Buongiorno Rav. Il lavoro nella decina per raggiungere la fede al di sopra della ragione è chiaro. E come facciamo ad usare il mondo fuori della decina per raggiungere
the to reach in the work above reason, it's clear we need to do it, but how do we use the world outside of 10 to reach adhesion with the Creator?
Gradually, when you have a clear 10, corrected 10, and you'll begin to reveal there the connection between you and from, the connection with you, between you, also the beginning of the connection with the Creator. And then you'll begin to expand accordingly, but this is not our reality yet. Not yet. Besides that, we haven't attained the discernments of faith above reason. We have to enter this and begin to detect it. Faith above reason begins. And we ascribe everything that's happening to us to the Creator alone. Only to the Creator. That's how it all starts. And then the left line appears called reason. And we have to constantly raise the force of faith. Ascribe ourselves to the Creator more and more, and in this way we are building faith above reason. Wait, just wait. We need to reveal everything from the darkness. Hence, there's no point complaining about it. Rather, look for means that could help you when you wake up in the morning or during the day when you're disconnected from our path, to how do you bring yourself quickly back on track. Maybe it's songs, some a verse that you're preparing in advance before you go into bed, and so on and so forth. Find those means.
Effective, moil.
Nothing is more effective than the group. When you connect to one another and awaken one another. Someone in your tent should take turns. This usher that needs to awaken everyone, like in the army. Like a sergeant that has to talk to you for a few seconds. Then we have to wake up like soldiers to the work of the Creator and advance towards the purpose of creation. Try it.
Можно чуть-чуть еще?
Ну.
Есть, допустим, мы не позволяем себе войти слишком близко друг к другу.
Let's say we don't let ourselves come too close to each other, send messages to our phones, because it's a different part of the friend's life.
I don't know what you're talking about. The different part of the life of the friend. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't know this. You're British, you need to do everything with white gloves on, and certain subordination, certain etiquette that has to be there. You have to feel a distance from one another. You can't come close more than 2 meters. I understand it's because of the virus, but maybe because something else that you can come close. There's no such thing in spirituality. You have to be as one man in one heart. Hence, well, we are speaking of such conditions as accepted or not accepted. Accepted or not accepted in your society, I don't want to hear about it. We have a codex.
Yes.
There are several conditions for nearing that are a little different until there's no more distance between us. Emotionally, of course, not physical. I would feel the other is dwelling in my heart. In my heart, look what Rabash is writing about it. How he writes when he was writing from abroad, that I feel that there's no distance between us and the outstretched land that separates us do not exist, and I feel the friend standing in my heart, and I'm happy about it. I rejoice about this feeling, so on and so forth. You can't you say it to one another if you have such conditions? No, it's not customary. Then it's you're not even on the path with us.
Latin 7.
Buen día, querido Rav. Buen día, Cliolami.
Good morning, dear Rav and World Cli. The question is as follows. How can we interpret all the things that are requested of me and my friends in order to carry out the gathering of friends?
Simply agree with everyone. I think your problem is that you're not connected enough. You're not speaking enough. You have to talk less, but on point. And not just all around. And on point means when will we feel ourselves as feeling in one heart. One heart. The heart understands. Both according to the understanding and to the feeling, we'll feel that we are in one desire. One desire, to such an extent that I don't even need to speak to the friends. Everything is clear to us, the goal, our state. I understand the friend, he understands me. We are in a single state. What separates us? And all those things that we feel that separate us, they're all corporeal things that after all disappear. Spirituality is such that means that we have to be in one feeling, period.
How do we know when we made a true ascent that it's a real one and not some illusion the ego is setting up for us so that we feel good about ourselves?
If you yearn to feel all reality as something that's governed, run by the Creator, the true Creator, and the good who does good, and all the bad things that you feel, you understand that it's all because you did not arrange the relationships between you and relative to the Creator, then you are working correctly. You need to connect even more and connect even more with the Creator and connect even more, come to know even more that there is none else besides him, until you feel throughout the whole world that there's only a good force. There's no one evil, nothing bad. To that extent, this is of course the ideal form, but that's the direction. That's the direction to which we need to connect, to come close to.
Why does every ascent you experience it as a failure?
I don't understand. What do you mean every ascent is a failure? I'm telling you again. First of all, we have to arrange before us that this is the Creator, the good who does good, who's running all of reality, arranging it. And that's why we're in a state. In a good state, the world is entirely good, although we can't see it. They have eyes, but they can't see. Now we will see it. Compared to the good state, if we would feel it, all of it in bestowal and love, what things are we seeing as opposite? And we have to ask the Creator to correct our vessels of reception so we would see everything as good. Since everything depends on him, all the evil is what he is arranging for us. So we would ask in return for him to arrange everything as good. There's nothing more than that. So try to work with that properly.
French.
French.
Oui. Il est écrit dans l'extrait, il s'enfuit que la foi au-dessus de la raison l'amène à percevoir son ami dans la raison.
It is written that it turns out that the faith above reason causes one to feel within reason his enemy. How to explain that the work in faith above reason causes you to feel something within reason?
As much as I'm trying to raise myself to faith above reason, meaning the degree of the spiritual world, then I begin to discover how much those corporeal information is holding me from reaching adhesion with the Creator. That's it. Faith above reason means to be in the degree of Bina, of bestowal, and coming out of myself toward the Creator, towards the other. And then the evil inclination is revealed, but exactly the evil inclination, not something corporeal, but the evil inclination is revealed, the thing that is preventing me from reaching Bina from Mal.
Rav, when I see the others are suffering and everything is bad in the world, I need to justify it as well and say everything is corrections?
Of course, it's all corrections and it's all your corrections. There's no world. You see the world. It's you who see your qualities. Your belly. Your guts. You see them on the outside of you. Your entire will to receive is what you're seeing all over the world. And then you see how your will to receive is still bad. And then you look at it and you think, I have to reach a state where I'll see the whole world in the end of correction. This is the meaning of correcting myself. That's how I should look around and see it. Could it be? Is it possible? So Kabbalists are saying, yes, it is possible. Until you reveal the world, the good world, all of it is good, and there's nothing besides him dwelling in it. So start working. Yeah, in the way that we're talking about it. Unity 4.
Спасибо. Как пробудить вопросы товарищей десятки? Как пробудить дух десятки?
Question from a friend: how to awaken the spirit of the ten and the true reality in the morning lesson?
Get up an hour earlier and start to work. I don't know how to do it. Honestly, I'm preparing myself using the various means. I used to tell you how Rabash would get up, how difficult it was for him. He would go take walks sometimes before the lesson. 1-2 kilometers he would walk on foot, drink coffee, think, sing. Yeah, sit like that and sing. Various such melodies of Bala Sulam, of his own, that move him, that awaken the heart. Because when a person wakes up, his heart is just a piece of engine. But to begin to awaken him to these unnatural feelings, spiritual feelings, that's a problem. But then gradually he hears the songs that he is singing, and then gradually that's what he's doing. You remember how the Baal Shem Tov woke up after receiving a descent. His assistant started to tell him Aleph, Bet, the letters, then words. And then he finally woke up and reached his degree again. It's not simple. This is the true spiritual work. It's not that we would learn by heart what's written there or just study the tests and all the laws of how this is going up and this is coming down, and you don't feel those ascents and descents. This is a smart guy. But only when we scrutinize between us these states and want them to exist between us.
Да, доброе утро, Рав. Как просить правильно, так?
Good morning, Rav. How to correctly ask so that along with the request there will also be an agreement with that state?
Without it, there's no request. Since if I'm not being grateful for the treatment by the Creator and what I received from Him, my request to Him is not a request, but rather it's like a demand, and I come to Him and I punish Him for what's happening. I don't need to do that. I come to Him as the good who does good. Otherwise, who am I coming to? I'm asking Him to make corrections because I understand that He's doing these corrections for my sake, just like He did all the bad in me, also for my sake. But in this way, above the evil, I will reveal the good, and I'll be standing in the middle of creation and understand it from one end to another. So I have to come to Him in a state where I'm in complete agreement with everything He's done to me thus far. I'm simply asking, give me the second half of creation, that I will be a bestower like you, that by that I'll feel you, understand you, be like you. But what you've done, I recognize it, I understand it, I admit that it's all for my sake. If I don't come to Him in this way, as good and who does good, there's no one to turn to. That's why I don't receive an answer from Him. Spirituality is a system, a field of laws. And I need to use these laws correctly. Like in a computer. If I input the right command, it responds and it does what I want. And if I cannot input the correct input, then I don't feel any answer. That's why we have to arrange ourselves correctly before the Creator, that there's not besides Him the good who does good, and He works for our sake. When we come to ask of Him, we rely on that, and we ask for the corrections in order to be closer to Him, to delight Him. To delight Him.
Question from an online student. I heard a few times during the lesson that a person has to subjugate his ego. What does that mean? And in the moment of truth, when the evil unfolds, how do you do that?
First of all, when the evil is revealed, you need to immediately think of the good. And this is done with the help of the environment. You can't do it by yourself. You have to understand to what extent the system is a closed system. And if you don't operate in it correctly, then you're not doing anything. You remain an animal. You must immediately feel the need for a 10. Because if the evil is shown to you, then it's not shown to you so that you will get along with it by yourself. Rather, this evil you need to bring to the 10. Correct the 10 using your evil. And this is the same for each and every friend in the 10. When the evil is revealed to him, he brings it to the 10, and there in the 10 he corrects it. Otherwise, it's not a spiritual correction. You're just running away from the bad. Somehow you calm yourself down, and that's it. You must constantly see with your good and bad states just how much you're connected to the others, to others. And in that you reveal more and more of this ever-growing connection. And then you correct everything. And you see that by receiving an increase of the will to receive and a greater ego, it's all so you would bring it to the 10. This is your asset. The ego is something good. It's a will to receive. Bring it to the 10. Connect it with all the other friends. And then you have a bigger kli. And you process it correctly by connecting it there. And each and every one does the same, simply by bringing the ego, the Creator is revealed, into the 10. And in this way you correct it together. And you ask of the Creator together. So he would correct everything, connect the good with the bad. Try to do everything in the center of the 10, otherwise nothing will happen. I still hear questions, individual questions. Each one asking about himself. And questions about yourself is not to us. Is not for us. It's not for the correction of Adam HaRishon.
To succeed in that, Rav, in bringing the, do I bring the bad that to the 10? Do I tell them about it? How do you do it?
You don't need to tell them about it. You just need to do those things. Otherwise, each one will only speak of the bad that he feels. He will confuse everyone. Because you also don't understand the form of the evil that's revealed. Why is it revealed? Where from? And you think each one in the 10 should speak this way? Are you crazy?
So what does it mean to bring the bad to the 10?
You wish to correct that evil in the 10, in the connection between them. So when you bring your feeling into the 10, you're integrated in them. You want to be with them in spite of the evil that is separating them from you. You feel there are things, problems, balagan, something that prevents you from connecting to them. And you ask to be connected even more, and then this evil begins to be connected, corrected. Just ask for connection each time. And if some evil is revealed, you rejoice, you're happy about it, about that evil that's revealed. Because of that, you can increase the connection.
So the evil that appears is a concealment over the Creator. I discover the evil now, and I come to the 10, and I receive from them some, let's say, revelation of the Creator, or some influence against that. So what do I ask of the Creator? Because the 10 already gives me some grip in the...
If you come to the 10, and because of the evil that's revealed to you, you come to the Creator, and the Creator arranges the connection with the 10, what else do you need? And the Creator is revealed in this new connection.
What do you call good versus that bad?
The state you've now attained is good. The Creator, what did He give you? He simply pushed you away from the others. He gave you a bigger ego. You are bringing this ego to correction, and by that you connect with them even more, and the Creator is revealed more in that. Maybe not in your senses, but more. You begin to work. You, the Ten, the Creator, this is called Israel, or Haita Kutche Brichu, are one.
How do you accelerate these states? Because until there is such a state,
all the time, without stop, without stopping, you have this on this infinite frequency of such states.
How to develop the feeling to see these states that always come?
That depends on your attention. But you can feel it in this way. Start, stop, all the time.
It depends on the connection with the ten beforehand, or what?
It depends on the connection with the ten, where you constantly wish to locate only in the ten all your spiritual results. There's nowhere else to feel spirituality. That's what you're looking at them. When will I reveal my next world? It's my connection with the others. By connecting with others, and all the gaps disappear from us. For now, according to the information we have now. And then we reveal one Kli and one Creator, even on the level of Nefesh.
In everything we just described in this state with the Ten, what do you call faith above reason? Where's that?
That's on the way to that. We raise ourselves. Faith above reason is the force of bestowal on top of the force of reception. Simply, just interpret these words. Faith is the force of Bina, above reason, above Malchut.
But what does it mean that we've asked the Creator for strength?
When you wish to imagine, to depict that only the Creator is filling all of reality, although you have other thoughts or doubts or feelings about it, nevertheless, you want to forcefully depict reality in this way, that the Creator controls everything, rules over everything. That means that you're arranging faith above reason.
And as part of that, I need the discernment of why do I want it? What's the intention in this?
Of course, in order to arrange the Kli, and by that to give pleasure to the Creator.
And that request also to make the Creator happy, there's also concealment and feeling of evil.
Look, it's never ending. The scrutinies become more and more exalted, more refined. Pity too.
What can you do so that a friend will ask about the ten and not himself?
Explain to him that in spirituality, himself doesn't exist. I don't exist as a unit. Only the ten exists. We begin to count spirituality from ten who are in above the coarseness of Shosh can be together.
What can you do to
talk about it? Talk about it, scrutinize it, look for material on it, maybe send to Akoka, he's in charge of all the material. Maybe we'll learn it in the morning, perhaps. We have a lot of material we can study. But along the way, everything will be clarified. Back to Kiev and then to Tess.
Yeah, just to
clarify it. What does it mean to bring my ego into the 10? Let's say I feel a problem, I feel the ego. Typically, I would restrict it and above that integrate in the 10. Today, I heard something new to bring it into the 10.
But if I swallow my ego, then I don't correct it. I don't correct it. I have no reason to turn to the friends, to the ten, to the creator. Then I don't correct it. The correction can take place only after turning to the creator. Why did he create the evil inclination? So that by our efforts to cancel the will to receive, the evil inclination will turn to him and scrutinize the connection in him.
Meaning, in a certain moment, at least not to think about the ego, about this problem, and still integrate in the friends. And in the next stage, what am I asking? Give me strength to correct it.
We need to see in the ego that's revealed in each and every one a great asset. As if I have a lot of money in my pocket. This is the extent of the size of my ego. I'm truly blessing the Creator for the evil as for the good. Otherwise, how can I come close to Him if not through the demand, the request to correct the ego? How can I come to the host if I'm not hungry and he wishes to offer me all his food? I don't hide my ego. It's not good. I need to connect it to the group's ego and rise above it in faith above reason. And that's how we constantly rise and rise above the growing ego. Since there's no spirituality in us, we arrange spirituality above the growing ego. It rises like dough.
Ну что, как вот можно сказать, что я это сделал эффективно? Есть тут какой-то показатель, что я добавил эго в десятку?
What does it mean to do it effectively? Is there a measurement?
Yes, even though we have a lot of ego in each and every one, and all of us together in the 10, we reach a state where we don't care about it. It's actually holding us together. We understand how to work with it. We build a sukkah of peace above all those things. The wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, because it's built above the growing ego, and he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And if I swallow it and I close everything in, then I see nothing.
Ultimately,
in the group, we rise and rise and rise above our common ego.
You also said that, you said, practice this only if you're connected among you, at least above of you, Cholish.
The smallest will to receive that appears in you, from that you can learn how to nevertheless be connected, but on top of it, with his help, above it, because each time crimes will cover all transgressions. All transgressions are covered by crimes. And that's how we grow up. That's the principle of growth.
И это и называется, что я принес эго в десятку, когда мы над ним поднимаемся.
Бетах. This means that I brought the ego to the 10.
Yeah, everyone profits from that. Until the entire ego the Creator created, all the evil inclination, we subjugate it, we place restrictions above it, screens, and that's how we reveal the good inclination. How can the Creator reveal himself as good? only from helping us subjugate, subdue the bad. To subdue meaning to process it correctly. Just as we study in tests, we're going to get to it soon. Restriction, screen, reflected light, and then our ego. We make it the toch of the partzuf. That's where our desire is. There's no other place for it. And in the toch of the partzuf, we arrange such relationships. That allow us to accept the ego, restricted already, organized. In such a way that we attain everything in it. Where does spirituality reveal itself? Yeah, it's going to work out. Okay, Carmiel.
Yeah, just to clarify it. What does it mean to bring my ego into the ten? Let's say I feel a problem, I feel the ego. Typically, I would restrict it and above that integrate in the ten. Today, I heard something new to bring it into the ten.
But if I swallow my ego, then I don't correct it. I don't correct it. I have no reason to turn to the friends, to the ten, to the Creator. Then I don't correct it. The correction can take place only after turning to the Creator. Why did He create the evil inclination? So that by our efforts to cancel the will to receive, the evil inclination will turn to Him and scrutinize the connection in Him.
Meaning, in a certain moment, at least not to think about the ego, about this problem, and still integrate in the friends, and in the next stage, what am I asking? Give me strength to correct it.
We need to see in the ego that's revealed in each and every one a great asset. As if I have a lot of money in my pocket. This is the extent of the size of my ego. I'm truly blessing the Creator for the evil as for the good. Otherwise, how can I come close to Him if not through the demand, the request to correct the ego? How can I come to the host if I'm not hungry and he wishes to offer me all his food? I don't hide my ego. It's not good. I need to connect it to the group's ego and rise above it in faith above reason. And that's how we constantly rise and rise above the growing ego. Since there's no spirituality in us, we arrange spirituality above the growing ego. It rises like dough.
Ну что, как вот можно сказать, что я это сделал эффективно? Есть тут какой-то показатель, что я добавил эго в десятку?
What does it mean to do it effectively? Is there a measurement?
Yes, even though we have a lot of ego in each and every one, and all of us together in the ten, we reach a state where we don't care about it. It's actually holding us together. We understand how to work with it. We build a sukkah of peace above all those things. The wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah because it's built above the growing ego, and he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And if I swallow it and I close everything in, then I see nothing.
Ultimately,
in the group, we rise and rise and rise above our common ego.
You also said that He said, practice this only if you're connected among you, at least above of you, Cholish.
The smallest will to receive that appears in you. From that, you can learn how to nevertheless be connected, but on top of it, with his help, above it, because each time crimes will cover all transgressions. All transgressions covered by crimes. And that's how we grow up. That's a principle of growth.
И это и называется, что я принес эго в десятку, когда мы над ним поднимаемся.
Бетах.
This means that I brought the ego to the ten.
Yeah, everyone profits from that. Until the entire ego the Creator created, all the evil inclination, we subjugate it, we place restrictions above it, screens, and that's how we reveal the good inclination. How can the Creator reveal himself as good? Only from helping us subjugate, subdue the bad. To subdue meaning to process it correctly. Just as we study in tests, we're going to get to it soon. Restriction, screen, reflected light, and then our ego. We make it the toch of the partzuf. That's where our desire is. There's no other place for it. And in the toch of the partzuf, we arrange such relationships. That allow us to accept the ego, restricted already, organized. In such a way that we attain everything in it. Where does spirituality reveal itself? It's going to work out.
We will read an excerpt for preparation for tests from Rabash. We engage in the Torah in order to subdue the evil inclination, meaning to achieve dvekut with the Creator, so that all our actions will be only in order to bestow. That is, by ourselves, we will never be able to go against nature, since the mind and heart that we must acquire require assistance. And the assistance is through the Torah. It is, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice.
Barati Torah Tavlin.
By engaging in it, the light in it reforms them.
That's what we need to receive from the Torah. The assisting force that will help us come from our state, broken fragments of a broken kli, to unite together and reach the degree of the Creator. With that intention, let's start learning from tests, and let's think how it can.
Rav, che cosa significa che il creatore è l'operatore e noi siamo le operazioni?
What does it mean that the creator is the operator and we are the operations?
I don't think there's a question here. The Creator is the operator. He operates in everything and anything. We are results of his actions. That's why we're called the created beings. All of us together, each of us individually, each and every thought and desire in us, everything that happens down to the last tiny detail, it's all a result of the work of the Creator. There's none else besides him. There's no one else operating but him. And you can say, no, he started creation, he pushed a button, everything started. And now it's developing by itself. No, there's no such thing. Rather, that thought of creation is at work from beginning to end, and there's nothing that comes out of it, that happens outside of it. the Creator is working, and if you can say it, He is responsible for the tiny, tiny, tiniest action there is.
What does it mean that through the Shinui Surah we stop being a creator and become a creature?
By the disparity of form, we disconnect from the creator and become creatures. This happens by the coarseness. When we begin to feel that this is our being, then we disconnect from the Creator and we feel ourselves as existing by ourselves. I, what I think, I feel. This is our, the being in each and every one. To the extent that I aim this being at the Creator through the well-being of the creatures, by that I return my being to the degree of the Creator. And when I return into adhesion with the Creator, then everyone is included in it.
So, can I ask another?
No, please.
Go ahead.
So prior to the Shinui Surah, what we're calling creator in the wisdom of Kabbalah is really a will to receive that is so completely controlled by the creator that we're just calling that creator because it operates completely in the form of bestowal.
No.
No, I don't get where you take the idea that the will to receive is the creator. The creator is the will to bestow only. And because this will to bestow appears, from that moment on, we can speak of the actions of the creator relative to creation. Then the will to bestow produces the will to receive in order to realize himself. The creator needs the creatures in order to express himself, to reveal.
The infinite, without end. Moscow 1.
There's an impression from this excerpt that it's aiming us somewhere, but where exactly is it aiming us to?
He's telling you what is the concept of Malchut Ein Sof. So he says, Malchut Ein Sof means that Malchut does not place an end there, no limit, both from the perspective of the will to receive and from the perspective of the abundance that fills the will to receive. Both are completely without any limitations. For example, if I fill up my cup, I fill up my cup completely to the brim. This is called Ein Sof, no limit. Now there is a limit, you see? It's filled up to here, and from here on it's empty. So there's a limit. That's it. You just need to understand the definitions. That this is called no limit and this is limited. You can't ask, is it a million tons or a billion tons or how much? It's not about how much, it's about quantity. Spirituality, quality, sorry. Spirituality always speaks about quality. No.
Question by a friend. Creator operates every detail in creation. So, what is my function in spirituality?
The Creator operates every item in creation, and my work is to accept His relation to me and arrange myself, position myself correctly toward Him with my reaction. This is the work of the created beings. In other words, I have to discover the creator's, the correct relation of the creator to me from my current state to the state of absolute love. And when do I discover it and how do I discover it? To the extent that I respond with his relation to me. I have to relate to him in the same way. And these relations, he to me and I to him, which is called I for my beloved and my beloved is for me, this is exactly the intention when they say, make your will like his will, so he will make his will like...
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Where in Malchut Bein Sof is that place revealed, or this thing that the Shem does come there? If it receives with no limits...
Because it receives without limitations after it's filled, in the end, it feels that it is opposite from the light that fills it. And then the gap between the aim of the light and the aim of the kli brings the kli to feel the gap, the distance, and that's called shame.
So the form is revealed?
The gap is revealed between the giver and the receiver. And that gap is called shame. If I didn't feel the receiver, the intention of the receiver, I wouldn't feel shame. Little children aren't ashamed, have no shame. With people who are close to us, we're also not ashamed, although there is some calculation. But from strangers, we are ashamed because it's a flaw in our, a blemish in our respect. And we don't want that pain, egoistically. So we keep our distance, as it's called. You have to pay, and I mean a compliment, for receiving something from someone. With people who are close to us, where there are connections of love, we make no calculations. We don't calculate. We can receive without any limitations. Where does that come from? Because he loves me. So what I receive from him, to begin with, it comes to him, to the lover, as pleasure. Like a child who belongs to the mother, like a little child who belongs to the mother, he receives without any shame, and even demands, I want this, I don't want that, what did you do to me? I ask this, not that, because I'm certain of her desire to do good to me. Or we achieve love between us, and then I'm certain that the more I receive from the friend, by receiving, I please him. So the more I receive, the more I give. This is called the wisdom of reception, Chokhmat HaKabbalah. When Kabbalah, reception, becomes giving.
Dear Rav, what does it mean that we can make something of ourselves?
We can't do anything of our own by ourselves. That's incorrect. We can only ask. We can only ask. We can detect what we're missing, because we receive from the Creator all kinds of information, data. Out of that, we can understand what we're missing, what we're lacking, and then we ask the Creator to give us what we're missing. That's it. By this, in this we are in creation, to understand what we're missing and ask to receive what we're missing.
We can ask to resemble the Creator.
If we find a lack for it, the deficiency for it, then we can even ask to be identical to the Creator, to equalize in form with him, to approach him, on condition that we have a real need for it. But if I feel no need for it, and I'm just whining to be given, I won't be given, because I have no chisaron, no lack. Chisaron is the kli. So if I have no chisaron for it, I won't receive it. Now you can understand, if you want spirituality, what is spirituality that you imagine? Do you really want it? Spirituality is bestowal, love of others, connection. It's satisfying others and caring for others. Do you want it or not? So much that you're not asking for anything else from the Creator but this?
We are continuing in the sentence, it is true. It is true that the Or Ein Sof seemingly expands over all four Bechinot, reaching the full measure of the Ratzon by the Netzal himself, being Bechinat Dalet. That is, because he would not go beyond his own Atzmut anyhow, and acquire a name for himself, meaning Ein Sof. However, the Tzura did not change at all because the will to receive is the Almightiness, is His Almightiness. And there is no change distinguished between the All and the place of the All, which is the will to enjoy. They are one and the same thing. It is written in Pirkei Avot that before the Olam was created, there were He is one and His name is one. It is indeed difficult to understand this double reference, He and His name. What has His name got to do there before the Olam was created? He should have said, before the Olam was created, He was one. However, this refers to Or Ein Sof, which is prior to the Tzimtzum, even though there is a place there and a will to receive the Shefa from His Atzmut. It is still without change and differentiation between the All and the place. He is one, meaning Or Ein Sof. His name one is the will to enjoy that is incorporated there without any change whatsoever. You must understand that our sages implied that His name is Ratzon Gimatria, meaning the will to enjoy.
In other words, before they feel the difference between the desire and the light, before we feel it, we can't distinguish between them. They say this is the state of Ein Sof, and nothing can come from this form because there's no gap between them. Where someone can complain about his situation that he disagrees with it. So in a state of He is one and His name one, all of creation is in balance and in a static state that can't be changed. And only the feeling of shame that is revealed out of the internality, the special awakening of the Creator toward the created beings, from there begins creation. When Malchut Ein Sof feels herself as not unlike the light that fills it. Before that, it didn't matter who was receiving, who was giving. They both complemented each other and therefore were equal. Yes. Michael, so the whole matter of shame in creation is to return to the state of Ein Sof with consciousness, awareness that we are filled?
Not by being filled, by reaching the degree of the Creator and can answer the host. Give Him
meaning
joy.
So it's the same state of Malchut Ein Sof that we enjoy?
Yeah, same Malchut of Ein Sof and Gmar Tikkun, but it's filled with the light of Ein Sof 620 times more than before, because that addition comes on behalf of the desire, that the desire makes it that way. The created being wants it to happen in such a way that he will answer the Creator in such a way, because that is his return to the Creator. That's what he's giving. Before that, it doesn't exist. There's a state between them, let's say like a baby and the mother, that they complete each other. They're enjoying both. Doesn't matter who's greater, who's smaller, or what. It doesn't matter at all. The baby, whatever, just by not doing anything and the mother takes care of him, by just existing, he already gives the mother pleasure. He isn't concerned whether the pleasure is in order to receive or to bestow or what. It's what it is. Okay? So,
number two, from the article, Noah was a righteous man. Noah was a righteous man. Ibn Ezra interprets righteous in good deeds, whole in his heart, in his generations. Some condemn and some praise. In generations of wicked ones, when the thoughts of the generation are that it is not worthwhile to work in order to bestow, the body sometimes praises, meaning that his view is with his contemporaries. And sometimes it condemns what his contemporaries say. At that time, he has no choice to do good deeds, meaning that he can overcome through actions. However, man has no control over his heart to be able to change the feeling in the heart if the heart feels what his contemporaries tell it.
Himself to do something, he can't.
If the heart feels what his contemporaries tell it, and the heart takes after the majority.
Only if he performs the corrections through above from the Creator, he gets such connections that he can overcome and not be under the influence of society.
For this reason, there is no other choice but to overcome through actions, perform acts of bestowal, and ask the Creator to give him another heart. As it is written, purify our hearts. However, in the argument, he cannot succeed. When he becomes righteous in terms of the practice, he is rewarded and becomes whole in his heart, as Ibn Ezra said.
No. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Two short questions. He's getting cut off. First question, Rabash writes that the heart constantly yearns for the majority view. So if I don't turn my 10 into the majority in my eyes, but the majority is the environment that's not related to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then my heart follows the majority, right?
Of course, second question.
He also writes that to change the feeling in the heart, you have to perform acts of bestowal and ask the Creator to give me another heart. Acts of bestowal, to whom?
Towards the friends. Towards the friends only, I have to perform actions of bestowal and then ask the Creator to really give me the ability to do it correctly and connect us together in such a way that we can reveal Him. Then in the revelation of the Creator to us through the 10, we will know how to keep the correction.